优美的诗歌。
First of all, we'd like to thank the English Youth Choir of Baldwin Park Church for their beautiful hymns.
我们再一次的欢迎我们亲爱的慕道朋友、主内的弟兄姐妹，帮忙来参加晚上的第一场布道会。
And once again, I'd like to welcome all the friends and brothers and sisters in Christ who have taken time out of their busy schedule to attend tonight's service.
我们一起来看使徒行传。使徒行传二十六章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 26.
使徒行传二十六章十八节。
Acts, chapter 26, verse 18.
十八节，我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神。又因信我，得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。在这里告诉我们福音所要带来的两点。
Here the Bible tells us.What two things the gospel will bring into our lives?
第一个就是两个归回。
And first of all, there are two changes.
从黑暗当中归向光明。
From darkness to light.
从撒旦的权下归向神。
And from the power of Satan to God.
在这里也告诉我们福音给我们两个得着。
And here says, the gospel will also help us obtain two things.
得着赦罪。
First of all, receive forgiveness of sins.
还有得着那个不坏的产业。
And an inheritance that will never perish.
那晚上，我们就先来看看，第一个归回。
And this evening, we like to study the first change.
就是从黑暗中要归向光明
，turning from darkness to light。
黑暗我们都知道
，we all know about darkness。
黑暗给人恐惧
，darkness brings fear。
黑暗给人绝望
，darkness brings despair。
所以我们经常用黑暗来形容人的绝望，来形容死亡的临到。
Therefore, we often use darkness to describe despair and death.
来形容在罪里头的人生。
To describe a life in sin.
主耶稣在世上的时候他带来了光明的人生。
When Jesus was alive on this earth, he brought light to this world.
带让许多原本在黑暗的绝望里头、黑暗的死亡里头、黑暗的罪恶里头，能够重见光明。
He brought light to those who are living in the darkness of sin, despair, and death.
晚上我们借着三位女性他们的蒙恩来跟大家介绍他们的人生、他们的生命怎么被主耶稣从黑暗当中带向光明。
And tonight, we're going to use the examples of three women who had received the gift of light from God and the story of how their lives turned from darkness to light.
我们来看这个马可福音。
First of all, let's turn to the Gospel of Mark.
马可福音的第五章。
Mark chapter 5.
马可福音五章二十五节到三十四节。
Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 34.
二十五节有一个女人患了十二年的血漏，二十六节。
26.
在好些医生手里受了许多的苦，又花尽她所有的一切，所有的一点也不见好，病势反倒更重。二十七节。
27.
她听见耶稣的事，就从后头来砸在众人中间，摸耶稣的衣裳。二十八节。
28.
意思说我只摸他的衣裳就必痊愈。二十九节。
29.
于是他血漏的源头立刻干了，他便觉得身上的灾病好了。三十节。
30.
耶稣顿时心里觉得有能力从自己身上出去，就在众人中间转过来说，谁摸我的衣裳？31节。门徒对他说，你看众人拥挤你，还说谁摸我吗？32节。耶稣周围观看，要见做这事的女人。33节。那女人知道自己在自己身上所成就的事，就恐惧战惊来，俯伏在耶稣跟前，将实情全告诉他。34节。耶稣对他说，女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。在这里主耶稣医治了一个患了12年血漏症的妇女。
Here we saw how Jesus healed the blood disease of a woman who had suffered for 12 years.
那血漏症就是女性的这个经期没有办法结束。
And we know that this blood illness pertains to the irregularity of a woman's menstrual cycle.
那这样的人在她的健康上长期的失血一定是非常的虚弱。
And we know that because of the loss of blood, this woman must have been in a very poor health.
她不是不想得医治。
And it was not because this woman did not want to be healed.
她也是到处寻找医生。
She actually searched for different physicians.
但是得到的不但病情没有改善反而更加的严重。
But she never received any cure, but instead her condition worsened.
花尽了她的钱不打紧并且受到很多医疗带来的这个痛苦。
Not only did she spend a lot of money, but she also brought on to herself a lot of pain as a result of the treatments.
对当时的犹太人来说这个血漏症不单只是影响到健康。
And to the Jewish people at the time, not only was this disease affected one person's health.
在他们的宗教信仰上也把这样的人定义成为不洁净的人。
And in the Judaic religion, they also considered a patient of this illness to be someone who is unclean.
所以这样的人被当时的社会所拒绝。
And for that reason, patients who suffered from these type of blood-related illnesses were rejected from Jewish society.
跟这个大麻风长这个大麻风的人只不过是一个看得见的，一个是看不见的，就这样的不同而已。
And they were pretty much in the same league as those who suffer from leprosy, and the only difference was that the lepers were kept away from sight, whereas women who suffered from the blood flow illnesses, you can still see them on the street.
他们是视同这个患血漏症的人就如同瘟疫一样，会传染人的。
And the Jewish people viewed women who suffered from the blood flow illness as a curse, as something contagious that would pass on to others.
所以我们看看这个患血漏的妇女她不但要承受肉体上的病痛，还要接受心灵上的折磨。
So we know this woman, not only did she have to endure the pains of her illness, but she also had to deal with the emotional pains from being an outcast of society.
我是个害人精，我都会害人不洁净。
She was blamed for her illnesses. She was blamed because she might contain other people.
凡是碰触到我的人，或者是碰到我摸过东西的人，都会被法律和被宗教上定位为不洁净。
And anybody who touched her would be judged as unclean in accordance with the laws of the religion.
所以这样的人平常是大门不出二门不迈的。
And because of this reason, someone who suffers from the blood flow disease, they rarely ventured outside of their home.
以免去在有意无意之间使人因为接触他、碰触他所摸过的物品而成为不洁净。
And they do this in order to avoid others, to avoid affecting others, because anyone who touched anything they've touched would be considered as unclean.
除非他已经没有所谓的道德，没有所谓的这个是非善恶的观念。
And of course, unless this person no longer have a moral standard or a sense of right or wrong.
如果他还丝毫有些良心的话，他铁定会为自己的这个病所带给人的影响而深深的自责。
And as long as this person had a conscience, she would rebuke herself for the pain that she could possibly bring to others.
他不容于他的这个他的社区，他也甚至不容于他的这个亲族啊。
She was not accepted in her community, and often she would be an outcast in the family as well.
所以这样的人，可以说他的人生是彻底的绝望。
And therefore, we can say that for these types of women, their lives are full of despair.
他是生活在这个绝望的黑暗当中。
Basically, their existence lies in hopelessness and darkness.
有一天，他听到的耶稣。
One day, this woman heard of a man called Jesus.
他鼓起勇气，他再度的就重出那个好久没有出的门口啊。
She collected some courage and she ventured outside.
因为身体的虚弱加上这个人群包围着耶稣，让他没有办法靠近主。
And because of her weak health and the fact that there was a large crowd gathered around Jesus, she could not get near to Jesus.
再来，他的病也难以在大庭广众之下向主耶稣启齿啊。
And of course, because of the nature of her illness, she was afraid to make a plea, an open plea to Jesus Christ in front of the crowd.
所以这个时候，她心里这么说，她心里这么想啊。
And at that moment, she thought to herself,
如果耶稣真的是神的话，
If Jesus was really, is really a God,
只要我摸着他的衣裳，
If I can only touch his clothes,
我一定就能得到医治，得到痊愈的。
I would be saved. I would be cured.
于是她用尽了所有的力气，她摸着了耶稣的衣裳。
Therefore, she used her strength, all of her strength, and she managed to touch Jesus' clothes.
如同她的信心所得到的帮助一样，她的血肉的源头立时就止住了。
And because of the help coming from her faith, her illness was immediately cured.
那个影响她这个半辈子的病得到了痊愈。
And this illness, which has affected a good part of her life, was cured.
这个时候耶稣觉得身上有能力出去。
And at that moment, Jesus felt that power went out of him.
耶稣问他的门徒说，谁摸我？
And Jesus asked his disciples, who touched me?
我们会想说这个主他是天上的神，他怎么会不知道是谁摸他呢？
And we would ask this question, if Jesus was the God in heaven, why would he not know who had touched him?
再来就如同门徒回答耶稣所说，众人拥挤着你，你怎么还问说谁摸着你了？
And just as the disciple said to him, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me?
主耶稣并不是不知道是谁摸他。
It was not because Jesus did not know who had touched him.
他当然知道。
Of course he knew.
但是他为什么要问？
But why did he ask such a question?
因为他要这一个蒙恩的妇女在大庭广众之下公开来承认。
Because he wanted this woman who had been blessed by God to come forward to admit it.
为什么要这样？
Why?
这个女人看到主在找她，她于是战战兢兢的在耶稣的面前当着众人承认她所做的一切。
And this woman, knowing that Jesus was looking for her, fearing and trembling, came before Jesus and admitted to everything.
哦，主耶稣当着众人的面前告诉这个蒙恩的女子。
And Jesus said to her in front of the crowd,
说你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧。
Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace.
你的灾病痊愈了。
And be healed of your affliction.
哦，在那些拥挤耶稣的人群面前。
So in front of this crowd,
在那些承认耶稣的权柄的人面前。
So in front of the crowd, in front of the people who had recognized the authority of Jesus Christ.
耶稣公开宣告这一个妇女得到医治了。
Jesus declared that this woman had been cured.
她不再是让人不洁净了。
She was no longer unclean.
她能够回到整个社会上来。
She was able to return to society.
她能够重新过回正常人的生活。
She was able to return to the life of a normal person.
至高的主这样的宣告，还有人敢质疑吗？
And our Almighty God has proclaimed this, and who else would dare come forward to object?
这个就是主耶稣为什么要问说是谁摸我的目的啊。
And that was the reason why Jesus asked who touched me.
所以我们的主啊真的好慈爱啊。
Therefore we know our Lord is a loving God.
不但医治了他的疾病。
Not only did our Lord cure her illness.
还帮助他重新回到人群。
But he helped her return to society.
如果这个妇人她默默地来，默默地得帮助，又默默地离开。
Had this woman came silently and secretly touched Jesus' robe and then secretly left,
她得到的帮助仅止于她的肉体而已。
The blessing she received would have been limited solely to her flesh.
如果哪一天让人知道她曾经染上这种在宗教上被定义为不洁净的大罪啊。
And perhaps one day people would still discover that she once used to suffer from this type of unclean illness.
任凭她说破嘴说啊，我哪一天我摸到耶稣的衣裳，我得到医治，谁相信啊？
And even if she tried to explain, "Hey, I have touched the robe of Jesus Christ, and I was cured," people might not believe her.
但是今天主耶稣在大庭广众之下宣告你得洁净。
But as the story goes, Jesus proclaimed in front of the crowd that she had been cured.
没有人能有任何的怀疑，没有人敢对主有任何的挑战。
There was no doubt in everybody's mind. No one objected to the words of Christ.
今天我们很多时候就如同这一个妇人一样。
And today, we are often like this woman.
或许我们的问题不在于那个肉体上，像这个妇人。
And perhaps our problems are not physical like this woman.
而是在我们的心灵上。
Our problems may be spiritual.
在我们生命深处里头。
Maybe it is deep in our mind.
就如同这个血肉症一样，让我们的生命逐渐的枯槁。
But just as this woman who suffers from a blood flow illness,
让我们一天一天的不成人形。
This illness gradually destroys us, and we lose our humanity in the process.
失去了人生当有的喜乐。
We have lost the joy that people one is supposed to enjoy in life.
失去了做人应有的尊严。
We have lost the dignity of being a human being.
我们或许也曾经寻找过解决之道。
And perhaps we have sought after a cure.
我们也找过很多的这个管道要来得到帮助。
Perhaps we have looked through many channels to get help.
但很多时候我们也像这个血肉的妇人一样，用尽了一切的方法，看遍了名医，花尽了所有，却没有办法得帮助，反倒更严重。
And perhaps we're like this woman who has expended a lot of money, went to different physicians, and not only did her illness not improve, but actually she became worse.
现在我们也如同这个妇人一样听到了耶稣了。And
just like this woman, we have just heard about Jesus Christ.
知道了他的能力。
We know his power.
并且也能够来领受
And we are able to come and receive his blessings.
我们愿不愿意伸出我们信心的手？
The question is whether or not we are willing to reach out our hand.
让我们的生命跟这位恩主能够有接触点。
So that we will make that contact between us and Jesus Christ.
耶稣要帮助我们，如同帮助这个妇人一样。
Jesus wants to help us just as he helped this woman.
他不但要医治我们, 他更要让我们重新得回那个应有的, 这个喜乐跟尊严。
He will not only cure us of our physical or mental illness, but he will bring us the joy that one is supposed to have in life.
从绝望的黑暗里头转向光明的希望当中。
From darkness and despair, he will turn us to light and hope.
这是第一个妇人哦。
This is the first example.
再来看第二个。
Let's turn to example number two.
我们来看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
11章。
Chapter 11.
抱歉哦，路加福音的第七章哦。
Luke chapter 7.
路加福音第七章
Luke chapter 7
11节到17节
Verse 11 through 17
11节过了不多时 耶稣往一座城去 城名叫拿因 他的门徒和极多的人与他同行 12节
12
将近城门 有一个死人被抬出来 这人是他母亲 独生的儿子，他母亲又是寡妇，有城里的许多人同着寡妇送病。13节，主看见那寡妇，就怜悯她，对她说：“不要哭。”14节，于是近前按着杠抬的人就站住了。耶稣说：“少年人，我吩咐你起来。”15节，那死人就坐起来，并且说话。耶稣把他交给他母亲。 16节，众人都惊奇归荣耀与神，说有大先知在我们中间兴起来了，又说神眷顾了他的百姓。在这里谈到耶稣在另外一个妇人的生命当中，把他带出了黑暗，进到光明。
And here is another example of a different woman whose life was turned from darkness to light by Jesus.
这个是死亡的黑暗哦。
And this was the darkness of death.
这里说，来的耶稣跟他的门徒到了一座城叫拿因。
Here says that Jesus and his disciples came upon a city called Nain.
这个拿因它的意思就是喜乐的意思。And
the name Nain means joy.
但是在这个喜乐的城里头，却有一件不喜乐的事情发生。
But in this city of joy, a very unhappy event was unfolding.
就是有一场丧礼正在举行。
There was a funeral going on.
众人同着送病的人一起出城，要往坟地去安葬。
And the multitude, this crowd was exiting the city along in a funeral procession to bury the dead.
这里谈到这个丧家是一个寡妇。
And here the Bible tells us that the party of this funeral was a widow.
失去的是她的独生儿子。
And the person who had died was her only son.
自古这个白发人送黑发人是最大的悲哀。
And we know that since ancient times, it has always been a great tragedy for a parent, an older person, to see the death of a young one.
那这一个, 这个母亲啊, 是个寡妇。
this mother, this woman was a widow.
哦，寡妇就是没有先生的女人。
And this widow is someone without a husband.
哦，现在啊，我们的女性哦，因为哦也受了教育哦，因为文明进步的结果，我们可以撑起半边的天呢。
Nowadays, because of education, because of social advancements, many women today are able to support a family by themselves.
哦，但是在耶稣那个时代哦，啊，这个女性啊，可没那么幸运啊。
But in those days, during the days of Jesus, the women were not so fortunate.
哦，他们还是必须要依靠着哦，她的男主人哦，就是她的丈夫啊，才能够生存。
For the most part, the survival of a woman depended on her husband.
哦，所以一个寡妇就是没有了先生的女人呐，哦，等于是失去了依靠的人。
A widow who was somebody who had lost her husband and her livelihood.
哦，她失去的是她的独生的儿子。
And now she has lost her son.
哦，子女啊是为人父母的希望。
And we know that all of her hope had lied in this child.
哦，我们都是望女成凤，望子成龙，哦，希望我们的下一代能够比我们更强。
And all of the parents' hopes, their children's lives will be better than theirs.
哦，我们把我们所有的希望都放在我们的下一代身上。
And often the parents would put all of their hopes and dreams in the next generation.
这一个已经失去了依靠的妇人，她又遇到的哦，她人生当中另外一个啊很大的打击，就是她死去的她的儿独生的儿子，哦，她没有了希望了。
So this woman who had lost her husband, her livelihood, faced another difficulty in her life.She lost her son, her only hope.
没有依靠，又没有希望。
She was without someone who she could depend on. She was without a livelihood, and now she is without hope.
哦，只有哭泣，只有悲伤。
What is left are sorrow and her tears.
哦，或许她根本不知道，哦，她的将来希望在哪。
And it is likely that she has no clue where her future lies.
哦，这个时候啊，耶稣来到她的生命里头。
And at that moment, Jesus came into her life.
哦，耶稣啊，看见她就怜悯她。
Jesus saw her, and he had compassion for her.
哦，对她说不要哭。
He said, "Do not weep."
哦，我相信啊，在主耶稣啊遇到她之前。他周遭的这些邻舍也好，他的亲朋好友也好，不知道跟他讲了千百次的不要哭啊。
And perhaps before Jesus said that to her, others, her family members, her neighbors had said it to her again and again, "Do not cry."
而他的遭遇啊，也不知道让多少人啊对他非常的怜悯。
And perhaps many people also felt sympathy for her.
但是再多的怜悯也好，再多的安慰，不说不要哭也好，都没有办法给予这一个哦失去的依靠又没有盼望的妇人带来任何的帮助。
But we know that all the sympathy, all the comforting words cannot really do anything for this woman who is suffering.
哦，因为没有任何的人有那个力量可以阻止他的儿子往死亡里头送。
Because no one could bring her son back from death.
这个时候耶稣，他啊叫这个抬哦棺木的人停了下来。
And at that moment, Jesus came and told the people who were carrying the coffin to stand still.
哦，主耶稣哦用他的大能。吩咐那个已经死去的哦，这个少年人死而复活。
And he said, "Young man, I say to you, rise."
哦，把他活生生的再一次的交回给他的母亲。
And he was able to deliver this young man to his mother alive.
我们的主不但是大医生，并且他是生命的主。
We know that our heavenly Father is not only the best physician, but he has authority over life and death.
哦， 刚刚谈到那个十二年血肉的妇人得医治，在我们当中同样有这样的见证。
So we talked about just now an example of a woman who suffered from a blood disease for 12 years. And of course in our church we have testimonies like this.
我们的许妈妈她本身就经历了这么大的神迹。
We have a sister Xu who has also experienced such a great miracle.
我们相信我们都听过她的见证。
And I'm sure you have all heard her testimony.
那同样的这个拿因城寡妇死里复活的见证在我们教会里头也非常的多。
And of course, in our church, we also have testimonies similar to the widow of the city of Nain.
在我们台湾的西山区有一个传道。
In the West Mountain region in Taiwan, we have a pastor.
当他们全家刚刚归信真耶稣教会的时候。
When his family first became members of the True Jesus Church,
在他们家就发生过这么一件死而复活的这个大神迹。
There was a miracle in his family, which concerned a person rising from death.
这个当时这个传道年纪还小，他的父母都务农，必须要到这个田里头工作。
And at the time, this pastor was still a child, and his parents had to work in the fields.
他妈妈交代他说，我爸爸妈妈要到田里工作，你要照顾好弟弟妹妹。
And his mom would tell him that, mommy and daddy has to go work in the field, so you take care of your younger brothers and sisters.
那其实当时这个传道也没有多大，大概差不多五六岁而已。
And actually, this pastor was not very old. He was about 5 or 6 years old.
他有一个三岁的弟弟，还有一个两岁的妹妹。
He had a brother who was 3 and a sister who was 2.
那这个当然爸爸妈妈不在这个小孩子可是玩得痛快的。
And so when the parents went to work, the kids, they played together.
老早就把爸爸妈妈的交代不知道放到哪里去了。
It was easy for the kids to forget about all the warnings from the parents.
等到玩累了，玩渴了，想要回来喝水啊。
And when they were tired, they were thirsty, they went home to get a drink of water.
看到怎么水缸上面有两只腿扶着。
And then they saw that in the tub there were 2 legs sticking out.
走近一看原来是那个两岁的妹妹扶在上面啊。
And when he came home, they looked closer.It was the 2-year-old sister who was floating on the water.
那不知道已经浮多久了。我们知道说这个人如果掉到水里头不会马上浮起来。
And no one knew how long her body was floating in the tub, because when one falls into the tub, into the water, they probably won't float to the surface immediately.
那这个时候另外只会跟另外一个弟弟在那边放声大哭。
So,This brother, this pastor, and his brothers, they just stood there and cried.
那刚好他的亲戚经过，听到家里头他们家里的收音机没有关所以以为有大人在就顺道进来了。
And at that moment, a relative was passing by.And they can hear, the relative thought that the radio was not turned off. So he came into the house to turn off the radio.
那看到这一幕就赶快把那个这个在水里头那个小妹妹就拉了上来赶快要给她急救但是都已经变紫色了
And when the relative pulled a little child out of the tub and tried to do CPR on her,Her face was already turning purple.
她也赶快叫这个小孩子到田里，赶快叫你爸爸妈妈回来。
So the relative told the 2 young kids to go to the field to get the parents back.
这爸爸妈妈一到，我看到那个情形也是只有大哭。
So when the parents came back and saw what had happened, they broke down and cried.
怎么会这样？
How could it happen?
他们刚刚才信耶稣耶。
They had just believed in Jesus.
这么大的考验就临到了。
And suddenly they were confronted with such a great challenge.
就如同这里哦，这个拿因的啊，这个妈妈一样啊，只会哭。
And just like the widow of Nain, all she knew how to do was cry.
那哭声啊，引来周遭邻居的好奇跟围观。
And their cries brought the curiosity of their neighbors.
那其中有个邻居啊，突然这么说啊，哎，你们不是信耶稣吗？
And one of the neighbors suddenly said, "Well, aren't you guys Christians?"
你们怎么不赶快去找你们教会帮忙呢？
And why don't you try to get some help from your church members?
这个时候仿佛啊，提醒了哦，这个传道他啊，他们的全家哦，所以啊，一抱哦。抱着这个哦，这个已经死掉的这个小女儿，就往教会冲了。
And so that reminded the family of this pastor, so they picked up the body of the little girl, and then they went straight to the church.
那在我们山地的教会这个门口都有一个钟敲钟就是大家要来聚会的。
And in the churches.The Taiwanese churches, where the churches are in the mountainside, they all had a bell in front of the church. So they started ringing this bell to call out everybody.
所以传道啊，看到就赶快敲钟啊，叫全村的信徒啊，通通来祷告。
And when the pastor saw what had happened, so he immediately rang the bell to call all the members from the village to go and pray.
当然了。教会的门口啊，挤满了围观的这些邻居们哦。
And of course, the door of the church was crowded with curious onlookers.
在弟兄姐妹信心的祷告之下
，and under thanks to the prayer of the brothers and sisters.
神让这个死去不知道多久的这个小妹妹啊，死里复活了。
God brought back this little girl from death to life.
这个是小弟在台湾亲自看见那一个长大之后当了传道这个同工跟小弟亲口见证。
And this is a story I heard firsthand from the pastor who was a little boy who had saw his sister coming back from death.
我们这样的见证不是只有一个。
And that was told to me by this pastor. And of course, there are many other examples.
小弟知道就好几个。
And I know of several stories.
记得刚刚神学院毕业去报道的时候。
I remember when I first graduated from theological seminary.
在同一个教区啊，有另外一个传道姓孔。
I remember in my same parish, there was another pastor. His last name is Kong.
他就告诉我几年前他跟我一样刚刚神学院毕业到教会报道刚好教会有一个有一个这个 就是有一个郊游活动 picnic。
And he told me that several years ago, he was like me, who had just graduated from theological seminary, and there was a picnic in the church.
到河边去烤肉了。
And all the church members went to the rivers, a riverside to have a barbecue.
这个烤肉结束，游戏玩完了，上车点名，怎么少了一个人呢？
And when they were done with the barbecuing, they were counting all the names, all the heads, and they discovered that there was one person missing.
一个小妹妹不见了。
There was a little girl who had gone missing.
有没有人看到她？有啊，最后一次我看到在河里头啊。在玩水。
And they asked, well, has anybody seen her? And somebody said that, yeah, we saw her last, she was playing in the river.
所以所有的大人又下到河里头了。
So all of the adults went back to the river.
大家手牵着手排成这个一列一步一步的这样从上游慢慢的往下游找。
And all the adults, they held hands, and then they made a file of a line into the river to look for this girl.
40分钟后从河里头拉上来。
And after 40 minutes, they were able to pull this girl out of the water.
这个 赶快急救、哦、同样、哦、其他弟兄姐妹就在旁边祷告了。
And they started trying to do CPR, and all the other brothers and sisters were praying next to her.、
哦、那其他的游客、啊、看到这个情形、啊、也他纷纷在那边围观、啊、
And all the tourists, of course, upon seeing this, gathered around to see.、
哦啊、他们在做什么呢？
What are they doing? They must have asked.、
啊、好像有人溺水了、哦、
It seems that someone had drowned.、
哦啊、这些旁边的人怎么什么事情都没有做，在那边发抖啊
？And why are these people not doing anything except shaking?、
哦、因为他不知道我们在祷告。
Oh, because they don't know that we are praying.、
哦啊、突然有一个游客说、哦啊、在那个、哦、不远的地方有一个卫生室、哦啊、就是、啊、有一个护士在那边、哦、说不定、啊、可以帮你们。
And suddenly one of the、tourists said that, well, you know, not far from here, there's a clinic, and maybe they can help you.、
哦、所以、哦、这个就把、哦、这个溺水的这个小妹妹、啊哦、赶快就送到那边去了。
And then they brought this little girl to the clinic.、
哦、那这个、那个护士一看到说、啊、都已经死掉了，你们带来干什么？
And when the nurse saw the little girl, she said,She's been dead. Why did you bring her here for?
哦，你们可能要送到哦那个山下哈、哦，送到城市里头的医院去了。
I think you have to take her down the mountain and to the big hospital in the city.
哦，那要开死亡证明书也比较方便。
And it will be easier for them to write the death certificate, anyways.
哦，所以哦，这个传道又开着车啊，载着哦这个小孩子的父母。哦、抱着那个溺水的这个小女儿、哦、就 往这个、市区的医院去了。
So the pastor got into his car and drove the parents of this little girl who had her、in their hands、
哦、因为假日、哦、所以、啊、大塞车、啊、
And because it was a holiday there was major traffic jam、
哦、
on the way to the city
一路上、哦、这个父母亲、啊、抱着溺死的这个女儿一直祷告一直祷告。
And while on the way, the parents who had held this girl, they just continued to pray.、
哦、但是大塞车啊，走走停停，走走停停。
And because of the traffic jam, the car, it was all touch and go, touch and go.、
哦、大概两个钟头后、啊、就听不到有祷告的声音了。
And 2 hours later, the sound of prayer ceased.、
哦、传道看看、哦、照后镜啊，这个父母亲啊，累得都睡着了。
And then the pastor looked in the mirror,And the parents already fell asleep because they were so tired.
哦，你看从溺水哈、哦，然后拉上来，40分钟后拉上来哦，找的之前不知道在底下多久不晓得了哦，这个下发现说少一个人下去找拉上来已经40分了。
So from the moment, they pulled her out of the water, and before that, they don't know how long she's been in the water,、哦、but it was already 40 minutes had gone by from the minute she.Just to find her, it took 40 minutes.
医护人员也说已经死掉了。
And the nurse at the clinic said she was dead.
哦，而且，哦，这个又塞车塞了两个钟头。
And then there was another 2 hours of traffic jam on top of that.
哦，这个传道，这个孔传道心里就想说，怎么我当传道报道的第一天就要办丧礼了？
And this pastor Kong said to himself, "You know, I had just reported."To this church, and all of a sudden, I have to conduct a funeral.
哦，主耶稣啊，你是不是不喜欢我当传道啊？
And Lord Jesus, is it because that you don't want me to be a pastor?
哦，父母亲祷告累了，换传道，一边开一边祷告了。
And the parents were tired, and the pastor was driving, but he continued to pray.
哦，这个时候突然听到一个声音说，传道，我们要去哪里呀？
And suddenly, he heard a voice.Pastor, where are we going?
哦，传道一回头一看哦，哎，那个小女孩坐了起来。
And when the pastor looked back, he saw that the little girl sat up.
哦，在问他说要去哪里呀？
And the little girl asked him, where are we going?
哦，感谢主哦，从死里复活。
Thank God, she had came back from death.
哦，这个小姐妹哦，啊，当小弟从台湾哦要到美国来，2001年哦。啊、我在这个大专班的学生灵恩会有遇到，已经上大学了。
And this little girl, right before I came to America, I ran into her, and at a student spiritual convocation, she was already a college student at the time.、
哦、所以这种见证、哦、圣经里头的有的，在我们 真教会，同样我们也可以体验看得到。
And these types of witnesses, the same as in the Bible, we have in our church.
哦，这个是主耶稣带领这个拿因城的妇人走出的死亡的黑暗。
And this is how Jesus led this widow in the city of Nain from death to life.
哦，哎，重新哦，把那个他的唯一的希望，就是他的独生儿子，重新的又交还给他。
Jesus was able to deliver her only hope, her only son, back to her alive.
哦，最后我们再来看一个。
Finally, let's look at the another example.
同样在路加福音第七章。
Again, this is in Luke chapter 7.
哦，从三十六节开始。
From verse 36 and onward.
哦，这里提到主耶稣哦，在一个有罪的妇人的生命里头，带她出罪恶的黑暗。
Here says how Jesus led a sinful woman from darkness to light.
这是发生在耶稣去赴一个法利赛人请他的饭局里头。
And this happened when Jesus went to the banquet of a Pharisee.
这个一个众所皆知的罪女她来到了耶稣的这个他们的筵席上。
And a woman who was known to be a sinner came before Jesus.
哦，拿着盛满着香膏的玉瓶，站在耶稣的背后，挨着耶稣的脚哭。
And she brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil. She stood behind Jesus, and she was weeping.
哦，用自己的秀发来擦耶稣的脚，用嘴亲耶稣的脚，又把香膏抹在耶稣的脚上。
And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. And she kissed him, kissed his feet and anointed them with the oil.
她一连串这样非常唐突的举动让在场的这些其他的客人都纷纷的在心中议论。
And her sudden behavior surprised all of the guests in the room.
这个妇人是众所皆知的罪人。
This woman was publicly known as a sinful woman.
那这个有罪的女人她来找耶稣。
And this sinful woman came before Jesus.
我们想想看如果你是一个大家都知道的大坏蛋。
Imagine if you were known to have a bad reputation.
你会去找耶稣吗？
Would you go before Jesus?
你会想要在大庭广众之下做出这样子让人家觉得你很奇怪的动作吗？
Would you want to do something like what she did in front of everybody? That and what she did appear to be very strange to everybody. Would you do the same thing?
那从这一些议论这一个妇人的这些其他的宾客这些法利赛人。
And of course, all of the guests, most of them, the Pharisees especially, they were talking about her.
他们是一群自认为自己道德高超的这个义人。
Because we know that the Pharisees consider themselves to be of higher morals.
他们是嫉恶如仇，他们是指责罪恶的人。
And they hated evil, they criticized evil.
他们没有办法容忍任何的罪人在他们当中站立。
And the Pharisees were known to be intolerable to the presence of any sinners in their midst.
换句话说这个有罪的女人，她要来见耶稣之前她已经吃得秤砣铁了心了。
And in other words, this woman must have collected all of her courage before she made the appearance before Jesus Christ.
知道一定会被羞辱，一定会瞧不起。
She knew that people were going to look down on her. She knew that people were going to talk about her.
但是她无所谓。
But it was not important to her.
只为了跟耶稣在她的生命当中有所接触。
She wanted to make that connection between Jesus and her life.
因为她知道耶稣能接纳她。
Because she knew Jesus would be willing to accept her.
耶稣来到世上的目的是要寻找罪人。
We know Jesus came to this world to look for sinners.
如同医生病人跟医生的关系一样。
Just as the relationship between the doctor and the patient.
健康的人不需要医生，有病的人才需要。
A healthy person don't need a doctor, and someone who is sick would need a doctor.
耶稣来到世上，为了要呼召罪人悔改。
Jesus came to this world to call upon the sinners to repent.
所以这个有罪的妇人，她知道耶稣能够了解，耶稣能够接纳她。
And this woman, who is a sinner, she knew that Jesus would understand and would forgive her.
果然她得到耶稣的接纳。
Indeed, she was received by Jesus.
我们来看，这个五十节哦。
Turn to verse 50.
五十节，耶稣对那女人说：“你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧。”
Then he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."
耶稣接纳了这个有罪的妇人。
Jesus accepted this woman.
要她平平安安的回家。
He wanted her to go home in peace.
今天，我们在座的朋友也好，弟兄姐妹也好，我们都已经蒙耶稣的接纳。
So today, whether you're a visitor, a friend, or brothers and sisters, you have been received and accepted by Christ.
有人这么说。
Some people would say,
如果没有怜悯，那为什么要流眼泪呢？
Without compassion, why were there be tears?
如果没有接纳，我为什么要认罪呢？
Without acceptance, why would I even repent?
这个社会，对这个罪人们，就如同耶稣同桌的这些法利赛人对这个妇人一样。
And we know that the society treats a sinner just as these Pharisees treated this woman the same way.
是不接纳的。
They do not accept her.
不接纳的理由并不是自己比这个妇人好。
And they do not accept her not because they were better than this woman.
而是因为成见，而是因为轻视。
Because they have this prejudice against her because of discrimination.
但是我们的主不会。
But our Lord does not look at us like this.
只要我们愿意来悔改，来亲近他。
So long as we're willing to repent, so long as we're willing to go near Him.
他会接纳我们。
He will receive us.
他会给我们。重新开始的一个机会。
He will accept us and give us another chance.
带领我们离开罪恶的人生。
To lead us out of our sinful lives.
回归到他光明的国度里头。
To return to his kingdom of light.
我们最后来看，彼得前书。
Finally, let's turn to 1 Peter.
第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse 9.
二章九节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。第十节
Verse 10,
你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。在这里告诉我们，
Here the Bible tells us,
耶稣要带领我们出黑暗入光明。
Jesus will lead us out of darkness into light.
他要让我们恢复人的尊严。
He wants to restore integrity to our lives.
让我们重新拥有盼望。
He wants to give us back hope.
让我们得着那个永恒的生命。
He wants to give us eternal life.
让我们离开那个死亡。
He wants us to escape death.
让我们带领我们离开罪的捆绑。
He wants to unbound us from sin.
进到恩典，神的恩典里头。
He wants to lead us into the blessings of God.
这一切的一切都是因为耶稣基督。
And all in all, because of Jesus Christ, all these things are possible.
所以刚刚我们看到这三个女人在他们的生命当中怎么样从黑暗进到光明里头。
We have studied the examples of three women in the Bible, how their lives have turned from darkness to light by Jesus Christ.
今天这位慈爱的主也要让我们跟刚刚我们所分享的圣经里头的三个妇人一样。
And by the same token, Jesus can do the same thing to your life.
让我们出黑暗，进到光明。
To lead you out of darkness into light.
我们再来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
三十五首。
Sing him 35. Please be seated.
我们现在要来体验神的能力跟恩典。
We're going to now experience the blessing and power of God.
或许刚刚弟兄姐妹跟朋友们从圣经里头的见证从小弟所做的见证知道神他的能力。
And perhaps from the stories I have shared with you from the Bible, you now have a better understanding of God's power.
他能够医治人的疾病。
We know that God can cure our illnesses.
赏赐人生命。
To give us back life.
并且给人力量，能够脱离罪的捆绑。
To strengthen us and release us from the bound of sins.
那真的有神吗？
And is there really a God, you might ask?
耶稣真的就是这位神吗？
And is Jesus this true God?
我怎么知道他的存在呢？
How do I know that Jesus was really alive?
其实神非常的乐意让我们跟他在生命里头相遇。
We know that Jesus wants us to make that connection with him.
那我们可以借着祷告
through our prayers.
借着领受他应许所赐给我们的圣灵。
And through the Holy Spirit which he has promised us.
我们就能够知道他的存在。
We know Jesus exists.
能够帮助我们在我们进到信仰里头给予我们一个最稳固的一个垫脚石。
We know that Jesus will help us enter into him to give us a solid foundation in our lives.
那我们怎么样求到这个圣灵？
How do we receive this Holy Spirit?
我们用虔诚的心敬拜神，也用虔诚的心来向他祷告祈求。
We have worshiped God with a pure heart. Now let us pray to him with a pure heart.
我们一起跪下来，表示我们对他的敬虔。
We first will kneel down to show God our respect for him.
神是天上的神，是知道我们内心的神。
God is a God in heaven. He can see through our hearts.
其实很多时候，我们的需要，我们的痛，我们的苦，我们的忧，我们的愁，他都已经知道。
And oftentimes, our worries, our affliction, our pain, everything, God knows.
所以只要我们在心里头求主耶稣帮助。
Therefore, so long as we ask God for help from our hearts.
我们嘴里头，我们只要称颂他的名，我们念我们第一句话念奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And so long as we praise God's name, let us praise God and pray by saying, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
然后我们反复地称颂他，念哈利路亚，赞美耶稣。
And then we repeat, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
那天上的神，他会照着他的旨意来给予我们适时的帮助。
Our Heavenly Father will help us in accordance with His will.
那当他应许的圣灵赏赐给我们的时候，我们在外在的表现我们身体会震动起来，我们的舌头会跳动卷动。
And when we receive the Holy Spirit which He has promised us, our body will start to shake and our tongues will roll.
那就我们的内在心灵充满着喜乐，我们的意识是清醒的。
Although our hearts are filled with joy, our mind is clear.
当我们要结束祷告的时候，我们说阿们。
And when we conclude our prayer, we say Amen.
就是刚刚的祷告都是实实在在的。
And by saying Amen, we say to God that the prayer has been honest and sincere.
所以我们现在要求恩典，求帮助都要求体验的，都可以到前面来祷告。
And therefore, those who wants to experience God, who wants God's blessings or God's help, we ask you to come forward.
我们教会的长执传道会帮我们按手帮助祷告。
And we ask the pastors and the deacons in the church to come forward.
我们就一起祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.